Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Romans 7, the verses 7 to 13. Romans 7, 7 to 13. What shall we say then? Is the law sinful? Certainly not. Nevertheless, I would not have known what sin was, had it not been for the law. For I would not have known what coveting really was, if the law had not said, "You shall not covet." But sin, seizing the opportunity afforded by the commandment, produced in me every kind of coveting. For apart from the law, sin was dead. Once I was alive apart from the law, but when the commandment came, sin sprang to life and I died. I found that the very commandment that was intended to bring life actually brought death. For sin, seizing the opportunity afforded by the commandment, deceived me, and through the commandment put me to death. So then the law is holy, and the commandment is holy, righteous, and good. Did that which is good then become death to me? By no means. Nevertheless, in order that sin might be recognized as sin, it used what is good to bring about my death, so that through the commandment, sin might become utterly sinful. My theme for reflection is the transformative power of God's law. The transformative power of God's law. In Romans 7, 7 to 13, Paul explores the dynamic relationship between the law and sin, shedding light on the transformative power inherent in God's divine standards. The theme here revolves around understanding that the law, far from being a source of condemnation, serves as a catalyst for spiritual awakening and redemption. My dear friends, in our modern context, where relativism often challenges moral absolutes, this passage remains profoundly relevant. The reason is because it challenges believers to reflect on the role of God's law in shaping our understanding of sin and righteousness. In a world that often blurs the lines between right and wrong, the passage underscores the timeless significance of God's standards in guiding our moral compass. Can I learn with you from this passage two lessons for our faith journeys? Number one, the revealing light of God's law. This passage teaches us that the law acts as a mirror, exposing our shortcomings and leading us to a realization of our need for a Savior. And the question to ask and try to answer is, how can a deeper engagement with God's word reveal areas in our lives that need transformation? Number two, grace-inspired obedience. Paul's narrative highlights the transition from a legalistic mindset to a reliance on God's grace. And the question again to ask here and try to answer is, in our faith journeys, how can we balance obedience to God's commands with a genuine understanding of His grace, avoiding the pitfalls of legalism? Gracious Father, we thank you for the guiding light of your law. As we navigate the complexities of our faith journeys, open our hearts to the transformative power embedded in your divine standards. Help us walk in obedience, inspired by your grace, and may your word be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.